This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, though, and welcome in Doug LaMaurice. He was a guy who, well, he is a guy who covers everything there is to know about the Ohio State Buckeyes and certainly about their pro day. Doug, how did the scouts like Dwayne Haskins yesterday, bud?
Yeah, they like him. I mean, they do. There's a little bit of a divide. I think if you he's not mobile. He's not as athletic as most of these guys. So there's not any more to learn on Dwayne Haskins. You either like the package or you have questions about it. But I think if you like it, what he showed yesterday reinforced everything, which is this guy is a very natural thrower. That's what Ryan Day was talking about afterward, that he just looks good doing it. He's throwing against air. And air doesn't matter, but he just looks like he knows what he's doing. He's accurate. He has good touch. So if you're not worried about the fact that he can't move around very well, then the way he threw yesterday let you be confident in everything that he had shown on film all year.
Is there a team you think's hot after him?
So it's like, you know, you got Pat Shurmur in the binoculars yesterday, and I'm just watching. You know, he's there. There's a couple other Giants people there. They met with Dwayne Tuesday night and talked with him then, and they're talking with him yesterday. So, like, there's the reports that the Giants aren't that interested. You know, they were doing their due diligence yesterday, hanging out with him. So I still think that makes the most sense. I don't know. It's smokescreen time, you know. There's reports that they're not interested, but I think – what they're doing, what they've done with Eli Manning, like Dwayne Haskins can do all that stuff. They're replacing a pocket passer. They would do it with a pocket passer. I think it's what everybody would say, but I think it makes almost too much sense. And so I don't believe the idea that they're not interested because they looked interested yesterday.
Doug, any concern about just how few starts he made in college? Obviously, Kyler Murray is going to be in the same boat, but one of the big bonuses to having Baker Mayfield was he started almost 50 games in college. This is the guy who had essentially 1 year, so you're going to be able to throw tons of things at him in the first few years of the NFL he's never seen.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's that whole idea with it, right? We went through all of this with Mitch Trubisky. I will say the one thing is, like, you know, the guy who was blocking Mitch Trubisky, for instance, at North Carolina, wasn't that great of a dude, and Mitch was behind him. You know, Dwayne Haskins, as we all look now, some people thought Dwayne Haskins should have taken over for JT Barrett after Ohio State lost to Oklahoma in 2017. I think Dwayne Haskins was ready. He just had a fifth-year senior who, you know, is an Ohio State legend blocking him, who probably was worse than Dwayne. So it's not Dwayne's fault. It's not that Dwayne wasn't ready. I get the idea you would love another season from him, but to me it would have no effect on my interest in taking him. And I don't think it's going to have a huge effect. You know, maybe he's 10% less prepared, but he's really smart. He really understands defenses, and so I think he will be ready.
I know you get a chance. We're talking to Doug LaMaurice right now on the hotline. You get a chance to talk to people there at the Pro Day. Well, I should ask, was Urban Meyer even there?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
No.
I find that very interesting. Maybe you don't. But also, are people there saying that he has any chance to be taken ahead of Kyler Murray?
No, and it just seems to be all about what we all know, which is the Cliff Kingsbury thing with Kyler Murray at number one, that they're just such a match stylistically. Cliff Kingsbury's always liked him. Just talking to a couple people, it seems like every bit of the Kyler Murray to Arizona talk is real. And so it's almost like, what's the point of even debating style and skill and who's better? It's just that Kyler fits the team that has the number one pick. You know, of all the guys in last year's draft that Haskins is most similar to, it's Josh Rosen. And Arizona is probably going to dump Josh Rosen to get Kyler Murray. So I think it's just about that. I think if you lined up other teams and said, who would you take? I think some would take Dwayne Haskins. They just aren't picking number one.
Who's better, Nick Bosa or Joey Bosa?
You know, I do. I know there's a big push for Nick, and Nick is it's funny. It's like I remember talking to Nick at the Orange Bowl when he was in high school, and Joey was a freshman at Ohio State, and people then were saying Nick's better than Joey, and it's like, what are you talking about? And it's like the Venus Williams, Serena Williams thing. It's like, Venus Williams is awesome. It's like, wait till you see the younger sibling. And, like, a lot of it was true. I do think Joey's a little bendier. Nick, I think, is a little thicker and stronger. They're both really good with technique, I think. Nick's really good. I'm not quite all on the, like, Nick is definitely going to be better than Joey bandwagon, even though his testing numbers at the combine were better. I do think Joey is like maybe a little smoother. He does get around the edge, I think, a little better. Like, Joey was like really good, and Nick never got a chance to dominate at Ohio State because of the injury the way Joey did. So I think they're very, very, very close. But I think it's still possible that Joey might have a slight edge on him, even though I'm probably in the minority in that.
Is it one and done for Chris Holtmann and Ohio State tomorrow?
I can't imagine how they win. I thought they didn't have a team to get in the tournament. I thought they were going to lose to Indiana and not get in. They don't have – their upside is not there. You know, Caleb Weston, if he gets in foul trouble, they're dead, and he's probably going to get in foul trouble. They need, like, every player on their team to play their best at the same time, and that hasn't happened once the entire year. It's a completely understandable season for Ohio State. This is the down year for Holtmann, and if the tournament is your down year, you're in good shape. But, like, I just think it's going to end.
Doug, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, brother.
Bye, guys.
Doug Maurice.
Man, like, they're going to send the cheerleaders and everything. The pep band, they're going to go there.
Oh, yeah, you got to go.
After they just heard Doug.
Doug Maurice.
They're going to get off the bus. O-H-I-O. And it's going to be like, all right.
On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Fred McLeod at 820. I got something I just want to run past the room right after the news done with Jeff Thomas on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.